SOP 2.21 WordPress 3.0 is rolled out, and I'm extremely...
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your personal podcast coach, thanking you so much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. My name's Dave Jackson. I have been podcasting since 2005, and I'm here to help you start and launch a successful podcast. Now, one of the tools, in fact, in my book, the tool to make podcasting easy is a piece of software called WordPress that enables you to make a blog slash website, and with some plugins, it's very podcast friendly. Well, they just came out with a new version, and there was a lot of hubbub about this because there used to be two versions. There was WordPress, and then there was WordPress multi-user, and this was going to combine the both in version 3.0 that just rolled out. And I upgraded. Now, since we're going to talk about upgrading, I want to talk about a tool that I use. It's a plugin. And again, if you're new to WordPress, plugins are kind of like air conditioning. It's something you add to the car to make it, more useful. And plugins take WordPress and they make it more functional. And there's one, if you go into WordPress, go into plugins, click on add new, search for wp-db-backup. And that will back up your WordPress database. You can run a backup anytime you want. You can also have it email you a backup, which is what I do, daily, weekly, whatever you choose. Very handy for those weird times when, whatever, your site gets hacked or something bad happens, your hosting company goes out of business, you've got a copy of your backup. So do that first, back up your database. So there's a resource for you. And then when I upgraded, here's what I noticed. First of all, the background's a little lighter, whoop-de-doo. But here's the one thing that I'm actually kind of bummed. I'm feeling very humid. I don't like it. It used to be you would have the name of your website, and you could click on that, and it would go right to your front page. Or you could right-click, which was what I used to do. I would right-click on it and say open in a new tab, so I could have the back end and the front end of my website open and just switch back and forth between tabs. Now, obviously, I can open a new tab and go to the front page. It's just an extra step. That's gone. Now, what they have added is a lot of things I think is behind the scenes. We're not going to really see a lot of the wow of WordPress 3.0 until it's kind of like when the iPad first came out. If there weren't a lot of books and applications for it, we all kind of would have been going, I don't get it. But because there are applications and things you can do with this new technology, it's pretty powerful. Well, with WordPress, I'm not really seeing it. They have a new default template called 2010, and it enables you to make your own menu bar. Now, I'll give an example of where this works. If you go to morepodcastmoney.com, that is a membership site of mine, and some of those pages I have protected so that only members can see it. And right now you can become a member by purchasing the book. You can read that over there. I've been going over that. But some of the pages look stupid in the navigation because they weren't for the public. Well, now I can, if I use a WordPress 3.0 theme, tell what pages to show or not show in my theme. Now, a theme is kind of like a set of clothes for your website. And so I use the default theme and could very easily pull that off. I'm a big fan of Artisteer. It's this software that'll let you make customized WordPress themes. And I don't have the latest, greatest version, so I'll be interested to see how that works. But I have like the next to the greatest version, and those themes are not compatible with the new features in WordPress. So you've kind of got to have a brand spanking new WordPress theme to use that feature to turn on and off pages and or categories. So you could actually have, put a link to all your podcast categories in the menu bar. So that's very cool. You can upload a header image very easily. You can change the background color. very easily with these new themes. So that part is very cool. The part of this that I go, eh, they missed the boat is, yes, I can upload a header. In other words, I can upload a graphic for the top of my page. And 9 times out of 10, if you're going to do that, you're going to have some sort of fancy font explaining the name and description of your blog, your website. So if that's the case, if I'm using a custom banner, there should be an option that says don't show the name and description of the blog, and it's not there. In fact, here again we go with a workaround. I can go into my settings and go into general and delete the name of my blog and the name and the description of it, but that's really, really bad. That's bad, bad mojo, because you're taking away a Google smorgasbord. So then you'd have to add the all-in-one SEO pack to put that back in. I think that would work and not show up over your graphic, which is what I did. I basically uploaded a header, had my name and my description of my blog, and it basically showed up twice. So they need to find a way to say, look, don't show the description and the name of my blog. I've got it on a header image. That would be a great feature for 3.1. They have added some help features, which are nice. That makes it easy. They've switched some of the menus around. But then there's this other thing where it's now you can have multiple sites on one WordPress installation. So instead of having, like, when I log into the School of Podcasting, I log into that. Then if I log into Weekly Web Tools at weeklywebtools.com, I log into that. If I log into, you know, morepodcastmoney.com, I log into it. I have all these logins. And in theory, with WordPress 3.0, I could set up so that all these websites are on one hosting package in one WordPress install. So for instance, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/hosting, that's the company I recommend, and they allow you to have unlimited domain names under one hosting. So you can basically spend $8 a month on your website hosting and have multiple websites. Well, I don't see that option in WordPress 3.0, and that's one of the big features. It's like, hey, look at this. Well, I'll put a link to the show notes over in the codex. In WordPress 3.0, you now have the ability to create a network of sites. To enable the network menu, you must first define multi-site in the wp-config.php file. In other words, this is really not something that is just simply point and click. You open up that file, add this line to it that says define. I'm not going to read code to you, but basically say, yes, this is a multi-site. And I'll put a link in the show notes for this if you want to do this. That will then add that menu to your install. So you'll have tools and then networking. Because if you go, wait a minute, I'm watching this in the video and it's not there, you have to do that. And you basically need to do some reading, which is what I'll be doing here to figure this out, because there are some settings that you can't undo. So I'm looking to dig through this, find out the ins and outs, and I will be reporting back to you. But if you're looking at this going, hey, I don't see any multi-site stuff there, it's not available on the dashboard. You have to turn it on. You have to edit some code, things like that, because that's a major thing. So it's not something that you just need to point and click. So if you're looking at that going, hey, what the heck? Some other neat features. You can update all your plugins at once now. That's kind of fun. And really, that's about it. There's things like if you tell it to not show your website to Google, which I talked about a couple months ago, that if you leave that set off, your traffic might go down. Well, now if you set that, it'll actually tell you, hey, do you know you just told me not to let search engines search the website? So it'll alert you. But in general, I think right now at least, this is the basement of the future of WordPress. There's a lot of things behind the scenes, APIs and geeky stuff that are going to make it much more powerful going forward. But right now, it's kind of like an iPad or an iPod or an iPod Touch without applications yet. I believe they're coming. I think it's going to be very, very cool. But if you upgrade and you go, what the heck? Yeah, that's basically it. The menu feature, again, will only work with brand new out-of-the-gate themes. And again, you can take the 2010 theme and very easily customize it. But that's my first take on WordPress 3.0. definitely back up before you do anything. And again, just go into your plugins, look for wp-db-backup. That's the one I use. And, you know, we'll see what comes in the future. All right, I thought I'd take a little trek down podcast memory lane. This is interesting because remember a lot of these companies at podcast expos in the past. Speaking of that, if you want to go to the expo for more information, just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/expo. I do plan on going this year. I'm hoping last year I had issues where I got married and ran out of cash basically to go. Everything in my house broke. So I do plan on going this year, but it was interesting. I've been redoing the School of Podcasting resource section, and I have probably close to 300 resources that are dead. Things like, remember when Dig had a podcast section? They don't anymore. Remember MyChingo? Remember ID3 Podcast Magazine? Remember PodcasterAds.com? Remember the Podalyzer? PodcastProductionServices.com. No longer in the building. Podlog. A lot of these podcast directories have gone belly up. Let's see. Madtown Aces, the guy that does my voiceover. It's the School of Podcast. Yeah, gone. Propaganda. I'm sorry. Go Fish Podcast Directory. Podcast Empire. Gone. Audio Merge. Gone. Let's see what else. Fresh Podcast, another directory. Podlook. FeedZ, gone. PodSpider, gone. RSS Buddy, gone. It just goes on and on and on. So I've said this before, that if you're thinking of starting a podcast and you see somebody else has one very similar to yours, don't be discouraged, because many people start and then stop. Blast Podcast was purchased by, not Libsyn, the people that own Libsyn. Mm-hmm. Wizard Media. The Sci-Fi Podcast Network, gone. Podscope, gone. Podutainment, gone. A couple different places that I used to get sound effects are no longer with us. It's interesting. So I won't bore you with more places that aren't there, but my point is, just because you see something and you go, oh, somebody's doing a podcast just like mine, they may not be around anymore. You know, some people only stick around, but it was quite the trip down memory lane as I remember some of these places. And, you know, iPodverts and Podcast Spots, these are going to be companies to help us get advertising. And there are still some of those. There are some of those, and those are listed out of the resource section. If you're looking for a place to help get advertising, things of that nature, different places to help you sell your podcast, the ones that are still around are still there. And that's one of the benefits of the School of Podcasting, is finding the ones that are still there. And I'm surprised these were actually still in the database. Usually these get wiped out, but I've got a new tool that'll help me with that. And if you're interested in finding out about more resources, as well as step-by-step tutorials to help you learn how to podcast, well, then you got to come over to the schoolofpodcasting.com, sign up for 1 day, sign up for a month, sign up for 3 months, sign up for a year, whatever you want. And if you're not satisfied with any of those, feel free. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee. And start your podcast today. So let me know what you think when you install WordPress 3.0. Should you install? Absolutely. Why? Because if you're running Windows or WordPress 2.5, you're probably susceptible to hacks and people. There's actually a plugin I want to investigate for the future called WordPress. It might be WP Firewall or WordPress Firewall that helps protect your website. I'll be looking into that in the future. But yeah, always upgrade to the latest, greatest version. You might want to wait a week or two in some cases, but if you're running something older than 2.6, especially, or 2.7, you know, the last version was 2.91, you're probably open to being hacked. And I have had 3 sites that have been hacked in the past, and it's not hard to get your site back. That's why I always use that backup feature. But there are weird people out there that like to hack your site, and staying on an old version, sometimes, you know, WordPress finds out that they had a chink in the armor, and people can get into your website. Well, by keeping up with the latest, greatest versions, you reduce your chance for that. So that is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Again, our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That's 888-563-3228. Or you can just, you know, click on the button out of the website. And speaking of the website, you can, everything we talked about today, if you want to, I'll have a link right to the thing about the networks out in our show notes. Just go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. So thanks for tuning in. And until next week, class is dismissed.